If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss if the water aliens are coming in peace, the great blue sky migration, Beyonce stanning Camila Cabello, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, and People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Ding! It's ready!
What? Oh, actually.
What?
This reminds me of a story I forgot to say last week.
Oh, here we go.
Twice last week, I made something in my microwave, microwave, and then just forgot.
Oh,
do you know
old age comes before you even know it?
You know how much that sucks.
What did you make?
Well, I make oatmeal every morning.
Okay, well, I could never forget my oatmeal.
What? It's so weird. I went through the day feeling, wow, why am I feel more hungry than usual? And then at night, I was like making dinner and I looked in my cupboard and one of my bowls was missing. And my house isn't that big. And
not one bowl out of place.
You know how crazy I am. My house is small and my dishes are few because I am a single man who lives alone. Who needs more than four bowls? Anyway, I was like, where's that bowl? It's not like I have a dishwasher that bowl could be in. I looked in the fridge. I looked in the freezer. I was like, did I eat something in the living room? Leave a bowl in there? It was nowhere to be found. I was panicking, thinking somebody broke into my house to steal one bowl to play a trick on me.
Oh, man. I don't know how you made it through the day. How did you live to tell the tale?
So then,
you find it?
So then I eventually was like, in the microwave? And then I looked. Ding, ding, ding. There it was.
Ding, ding. Oh. Did you eat the food?
No.
It happened again?
Okay, I lied. I had a bite.
Okay, I would. Was it a flavor?
Yeah, it's the chocolate chip protein oatmeal.
Oh, so you're saying that you made, it was like a packet of a flavor of
yes,
one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I would have a hard time not at least having a bite to see if I could still salvage something.
Girl, I microwaved that at 6:30 in the morning and I discovered it around 6 p.m. at night.
Well, I get the big circle cylinder thing of like, you know,
oats,
1 minute steel cut oats, you know. And so like if I forgot that in the microwave, honey, I'm not tasting it. It already tastes bad. I got to add all my goodens to
it. Do you do it in the microwave or on the stove?
I do it in the microwave.
OK,
it's 1 minute oats. I do 90 seconds.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh my gosh, you just pour some into a bowl, you turn on the faucet a little, get some liquid in there, slush it around.
That's what I'm doing.
I don't even measure it.
That's what I'm doing with my chocolate chip protein oatmeal.
Oh, well, see, this is just a steel cut out 1 minute microwave. So it's kind of like if you forget it in the microwave, honey, move on. You've got a whole cylinder.
Yeah, well, so then there I was 3 days later.
If it were chocolate special, this is out of a packet. That's, you get 12 of those.
No,
you have 11.
It comes in six, which is very frustrating because I eat one every morning. And the fact that I don't get to have seven so I can just buy one box and be good for the whole week is frustrating.
You're telling me you have the same flavor every morning?
I've tried, they have this brand that I buy has three flavors. I've tried all the flavors. I only like the chocolate chip.
Yeah, but okay, so I have my, I have like a Greek, little Greek yogurt every morning.
Yes.
And I have my preferences, of course. They come in a four pack, so I know your situation. I have my preferences like, yeah, they've got mixed berry. Yeah, they've got vanilla. Yeah, they've got strawberry. Listen. Yeah, they've got peach. But like, yeah, I have a favorite, but I need it to be different every day. I can't have mixed berry twice in a row.
Well, listen, girl, you know I am basic. Here I am with the same oatmeal, and then I'll have a little yogurt, and it's always the passion fruit kind. It's the
you
best.
You need to live a little.
It's the best one. It's passion fruit on the bottom. Then I'll have hard boiled eggs. It's a nice little breakfast.
Okay. All right.
But then cut to 3 days later, I do the same micro wave thing with a frozen macaroni dinner. And boy, was I livid to discover it in the morning.
Okay, well, I just don't think I've ever made food and not remembered to eat it. The worst part of the doing is the making.
Well, I think there was a lot going on per the election. So my brain was in other places. Hanny.
Okay. You forgot the vote? Hey, if you're in line, stay in line. If anybody here is, today we're going to be filling out my bracket.
Ballot.
Ballot.
I think we lose subscribers every time you say stay in line.
Bye. Bye.
Well, bye. Thank God that little microwave story was hanging on to the end of last week's episode topic bullet points discussions.
I have a few of those. I still have, if you're in line, stay in line.
I type mine out into my little notes app because I'm not an eco-terrorist like you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I like to have my little notebook. This notebook is, I have had it for years. I'm getting through it page by page. It's getting used.
I like that. You're right. If it already exists, you know how many like free little notebooks and like
that's what I'm saying.
Post-it notes and shit that I got from work stuff and VidCons and shit.
Baby, don't I know it?
Yeah. Well, I also discovered this week that you can make a nice little weekly to-do thing in your notes app, and there's little buttons, and you can like check it off when you do it. Also great.
Yeah. Are you new?
Did I tell you? You know how I'm always like using the voice memo notes to remind myself to do things on Siri. I'm like, hey, girl, I explained that to my coworkers in a meeting last week and they were all blown, like mind blown.
They were all blown.
They were all blown away by Carrie Underwood.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'd be doing it sometimes.
Yeah, I think you could
not
do
often.
It more.
I could and I should. I could and I should. But I'm not trying to have my phone blow me up.
It's so nice when I'm like, oh, remind me to schedule a haircut tomorrow. And then she just like at 10 a.m. pops right up and it's like getting a text reminder of something you were supposed to do.
Yeah, I guess. I get it.
Works,
I should try it.
Works wonders for birthdays of friends.
Okay, sure. Yeah. All right.
Hey, so what's on your list today? Speaking of lists.
My list is packed, okay? Not much.
My list, honey, is packed.
Well, ladies, everybody is talking about Jake Paul defeating Mike Tyson.
Listen, I have things to say.
What?
Are we?
Yeah, so are what, we, he paid an old man to beat up an old
right,
man?
Are we really celebrating a 27-year-old beating up a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old?
I don't want to say no to that because there's certainly 27-year-olds I would like to see up, like to see beat up certain 50-something
beat up a boomer?
I don't care. Yeah, sure.
Who would you like to see beat up a boomer?
Okay, so do we have a boomer in mind?
I'm asking you.
Or are we talking about who do we want to see do the beating?
I don't know. I've never watched a fight like that. I used to watch WWE because it was play pretend.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is also certainly play pretend, right? Like, it's...
Well,
or is it? I don't know. Like, there were billboards all over LA for this fight, and this seems to be seems to have been a big deal. But you know, the way this has trickled down into the influencer economy, the amount of little twinks fighting because they were on Vine 10 years ago, girl, what are y'all up to? And do I have to beat up Jake Paul on a do I have to fight Mike Tyson?
I don't think you could.
Beat up who? What do you mean?
Anyone. Very few people.
If you had to fight a Paul brother, why would it be Rue?
I don't know. I've seen her slaps, girl. And you know she delivers it.
Okay. Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you want to fight, if you want to draw a big crowd, if you want to get that Netflix coin, I'm here for it. But then to try to be like, oh, I beat the best boxer in the world when you're literally 27 and he's 58. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to see that as the accomplishment that you do. Like, fight somebody current. Fight somebody your age.
Yeah, well, I saw a post that was like the ages of all the people that Jake Paul has fought and beat. They're all like old people.
God, we need what's the next gen? Alpha? We need a gen alpha to come up and beat the shit out of, which Paul is this, Jake?
I don't know. I don't know and I don't care.
Remember when they almost were on our season of The Amazing Race, but then casting said they sucked?
I don't remember that, but I believe you. There were a lot of duos of celebrities of influencers that showed up to day one and then didn't show up to day two. And you know what that means?
They don't have the wherewithal.
Didn't pass the psych test.
Didn't have the when-withal.
Didn't quite make it through the psych evaluation. And you know what? We skirted by. Skirt.
Man, we flew through with flying colors.
Speaking of flying through, have you heard about the latest migration?
Are you talking about crabs in Australia?
I'm talking about blue sky.
I saw, honey.
So yes, I am talking about crabs in Florida. Let's talk about it.
Australia. I saw
whatever.
I saw an article today. The red crabs are making their migration. They're trying to breed in those warm waters, honey.
But oh my God!
But who wouldn't?
I just had a quest yesterday in Stardew Valley where I had to kill two crabs in the cave.
Murder!
And I did it for Demetrius, and I did it.
Your kind friend.
Well, Demetrius is my one that got away. He's my one that I can't have. He's already married in the game. Apparently, you can download some type of file that'll make it so that you can court Demetrius, but in the regular playthrough, he's untouchable. Though I do find him
to be... Is he sickening? No.
He's the forbidden fruit. He's sickening, all right. Yeah, he's like a scientist.
Do you want him because he's hot, or you want him because he's untouchable?
It's unclear. I can't really think that through. I'm going to have to spend some time thinking about it.
Okay. Well, don't drag
his.
He's a
catch.
Don't drag his.
Well, he's a catch that's already been caught. That's the problem.
Is he aromantic?
I don't know. He's got a wife.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
Should me and Rosanna Pansino fight in a boxing match?
Oh, you're going back there? I don't think you can hit a woman. Well.
Tell her that.
As they tell the next 4 years that.
Oh, okay. I don't want to fight Rosanna. She. One thing happens is you're on her shit list for years.
Okay.
Mr. Beast won't escape her wrath. Are you following?
Still Uncrustables?
She can't have enough of dragging him to the pits of hell. It's almost entertaining. It is entertaining, actually, because it's kind of like, well, yeah, get him.
Okay, so what are they up to other than fighting boxing on Netflix?
Well, I did see that she... Oh, my God. Okay, so this is a sensitive subject.
I think we cover a lot of sensitive subjects on the pod.
So I need everyone to have a little bit of respect for the subject because it's a little sensitive. Sensitivo, okay, if you will. Por favor.
Sensitivo?
Well, her dad died, I think, like 4 years ago.
Okay.
I saw a post on her Instagram stories, so this is relevant. She posted, maybe I should just read the post. She posted a picture. I don't know, is this real or not? She posted a picture of her sitting on a couch with her feet up and out. Let's talk about that.
Toes on main or what?
Toes on highlight main.
Barefoot, okay. Feet up and out. Okay. comfortable, relaxed.
Smoking a joint on a velvet chair.
Hey, this now you're speaking my language.
The chair is a very soft, crushed pink velvet. Cute. Soft, soft, soft.
Very demure, mauve. Very mindful.
Mauve.
Rose petal.
She's Rosanna.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She posted in the caption, "We lost my dad about 5 years ago to leukemia. He was the best. His dying wish was to be grown into a cannabis plant and to be smoked. So that's what I did." Is this chat? Is this real? I want to be respectful. Are you allowed to smoke ashes? Are you, is it?
You know, I watch.
Because you know, you can't like dump ashes places. Like that's like a biohazard something. Like they get pissed if you put it in the ocean or something without permission. You're not even allowed to get permission. So you kind of have to be sneaky, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess you can do whatever you want with ashes. there was that My Strange Addiction where she was huffing them or something.
I've seen a lot of Shark Tank episodes. People make a lot of ashes into a lot of things nowadays. But I also see where people do like naturally decompose and then become a tree or a plant. So I don't know why you wouldn't be able to become a marijuana plant.
Oh my God. Okay. So the marijuana plant like was fertilized perhaps by the ashes in its own type of way. I don't have the scientific terms for what's going on here. Anyway, so she smoked it. I don't think I would do that with any of my relatives.
You won't put a little bit of my ashes in a little bit of Molly?
I will. I guess if that is what you want for me to do. Well, you say Molly, you're kind of giving more K.
Okay, yeah. You mix me into a little dose of K.
Yeah, I feel like
every kiss begins with K.
Well, I was saying because your initials are KK. It feels a little on brand, no?
And I am a horse girl.
Right, right. So is that, I guess if you were to press me into a pill.
Jagged little pill?
Maybe. A happy little pill.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got two liars on our hands. You want to? Well, one of these two people is a liar. Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Camila Cabello. Are you familiar?
I heard of her.
Was moved to tears when Beyonce told her that she was a fan of the album CXOXO. People on Twitter say, well, one of them's lying. So who was it? Was Beyonce lying when she said she's a fan, or Camila Cabello lying when she said Beyonce told her she was a fan? Or is it all true? Do you think Beyonce's on that CXOXO?
Yeah, I guess.
Great. Thank you so much for chiming in.
I guess I haven't thought about a Camila Cabello album in years. Does she have new ones?
Yes, she was on like a playground round, you know, that thing that spins round and round and round?
Merry-Go-Round by Kacey Musgraves?
Yeah, but is that what I'm thinking of? Made of metal and like some girl spins it as fast as she can and
somebody's,
you're on it. And
somebody's
you're
running around it.
Yes, and your head hurts.
From being...
Your glasses fly. You ever had it happen to you?
From being the pusher or the runner?
I'm the pusher or the runner? What do you mean?
The pusher or the layer?
The layer. I'm always the layer. I'm always laying on that thing. Shit. Yeah, you can stand on it, but I think laying is better. Okay. You kind of starfish it, face up, look at the sky.
Yeah.
Anyway, Camila Cabello was on one of those in a music video recently for her latest project, CXOXO.
It feels like you're pushing the agenda now.
No, I'm not. No, I am not.
It feels
Beyonce
like you're
is.
Giving stream applause on iTunes.
No, I'm not. Stream applause on iTunes? Oh, my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that what the kids say?
you're like the wrong song and the wrong platform. No, stream CXOXO on Tidal, please.
Hey, did you hear about those people in LA who dressed up in a bear costume and destroyed the interior of their cars for insurance fraud?
I did see that. Oh, so what do you mean? So there were cameras or something, and they
had
so they were
it was,
in a
It was a nice car. So it was going to, it was getting recorded. Like the inside was getting, the break-in was being recorded.
Okay.
Because they wanted the insurance payout for like, I think it was like $100,000. So who knows what kind of car that was. Expensive. And they dressed in a bear costume and had like fake claws and climbed it and scratched up all the interior of the leather seats and in the dashboard and everything. But the but when the insurance company watched the video, they were like, "Now that's no regular bear.
that is a dog with raccoon paint on its face in a zoo.
That is like three kids on top of each other's shoulders in a trench coat and a hat."
Understood. Okay, so it was they said the furries have struck. Did they claim?
They were denied. Scratched up their own car for no reason.
Oh my God.
That insurance agency brought in a biologist or something, some animal expert who was all, no, that's no bear.
That is no bear.
Then they raided.
No bear, no dice.
They raided the house and they found the bear costume. So my question is.
Who raided? What do you mean? I think as soon as you start making up parts of the story that they raided their house, I'm sorry, I'm on team bear.
The cops raided their house,
the fake news media is just making up parts of what.
No,
and
girl,
you're part of it.
They had it all. They had pictures of the costume. The police raided it, and they found the bear costume. So my question is: if you were to destroy your car dressed as a bear, would you keep the costume?
No, and smart. I would not destroy my car.
Would you burn it and snort the ashes?
Oh my God, I did just get an oil change. Burn it and snort the ashes. No, thank you. I did just get an oil change and she's all, okay, last name. And I say Oakley. And she goes, first name. And I say Tyler, which was a lie, first of all.
Right, right.
But I was like, I'm not getting into it. And she goes, Tyler Oakley. I haven't heard that name in years. And I literally was like, well, she goes, is that you? I said, it's me. Yeah. I used to watch you and Shane Dawson. I said, oh.
And you said, can you just fucking change my oil?
You're no, like, she upsold me on 10 different things. I said, sure.
You said, yeah. An autograph?
No. And then I stuck something on my windshield and bada bing, bada boom.
And then I saw some oil change place by you catch on fire?
Oh, no, but.
Yes, it did.
That's scary.
There was a big fire at like an oil change place, AutoZone or some shit by your house over the weekend. I saw it on the news.
Okay, don't dox me, Christ.
Well, oh my God. You're not next door neighbors with it, baby.
Oh, good cover.
three houses down.
No, I didn't catch that and I didn't go there, so.
Wow. Hey, so what do you think about all the aliens in the water?
Oh my God. Oh, I'm telling you what. Oh, I just keep, every day I think about the scene in Nope where the aliens are digesting the humans.
I don't remember that.
Oh my God. Oh, I just know that's how I'm going to die. I just feel it. I feel
it. Don't manifest that.
I don't want to, and I'm not trying to, but I feel it and I experience every time I think about it. I'm like, oh my God, that's how I'm going to die. I'm going to be sucked into a huge alien thing and it's going to be bright in there and I'm going to be seeing my own digestion. I don't want to be digested.
They come in peace.
I certainly hope so.
We are part of them. They are coming from the water just like we did.
Proof.
Right. We are them. They are us.
Okay, so if they're coming from the water of Earth, then they're not aliens. They're Earthlings. Hello.
Well, we don't know. They were here before we were, probably.
Do we know?
Maybe there's a portal You know they've only explored 5% of the water.
Atlantis, mama.
Yes, that's what I'm screaming.
Okay, well, the reason we're bringing this up is because I assume you know what you're talking about, or are you just saying shit?
No, I mean, I saw Congress had a hearing, and they were talking about... So, I just don't like that they rebranded UFOs as UAPs.
Yeah, I don't know. What does UAP stand for?
I'm going to have to Google it. I didn't commit it to memory.
Unauthorized ostentatious pussy.
Unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
Right. That's what I said.
It's determined. It's used to describe any object in the air, sea, or space that can't be explained scientifically.
So, well, it probably can be explained scientifically, just not by us.
They changed it in 2022. So it's new for 2 years. Now it's not a UFO, it's a UAP.
Whatever. Okay, well, the thing that they were talking about that the Navy has seen and the people have seen on beaches and water or whatever. Okay, so there's orbs of light that fly around at speeds that like are bonkers.
Yeah.
And do we have proof?
Did you
of like the fact that they are making their own energy source or something, or what is going on? I was like trying to understand what the hell, baby. Science? Did you hear about the magic school bus?
All I know is that, did you watch the new Top Gun when it came out?
No.
You know how he's going so fast in the plane that he's like blacks out, is like eyes crossed and he like blacks out?
He's gooning?
He's gooning for the plane, yes. Well, they're saying that these things are going so like at speeds at which no human wouldn't be blacked out. They call it like a blackout or a red out. And then you just die.
Okay, so let's not get on board. I'm not doing it.
No, well, when they suck you into their digestive system, nothing mama can do.
Oh my! The scene in Nope is so agonizing because they suck all these humans in, and you can see them in the. It looks like they're like in sheets, like with lights behind the sheets, so it's kind of flowy, and they're all screaming, and you can hear like echoes of people in it. Screaming.
I'm gonna be so annoyed if people are screaming while I'm just sitting there. I'm gonna be so annoyed. How do you shush?
Well, you're not gonna be digested in peace. Are you gonna be digested in peace?
Why are you screaming? You think the screaming is gonna help or stop them? You're just gonna get a sore throat. You're just gonna lose your voice. And then when they interrogate you, you're not gonna be able to speak.
No.
You're being digested. Just like I'll shush a kid on a plane, I will shush another human in an alien's digestive tract.
Well, if they're able to go that fast, and if they're doing whatever they're up to, I certainly hope they come in peace. But they would have killed us by now if they were going to kill us, right? They would have just gotten it over with, right?
That's what I think. And especially if they're living in the water, it's like, what about all that trash? Come out here and tell us to stop it.
Well, you know what? I feel like this really...
Start with the litter bugs.
It makes me feel like those whales that all committed suicide together... know something that we don't. Maybe they were communicating with the aliens. Maybe the aliens had something to say to the whales, and the whales were like, dude, this is over for everyone. We gotta get... unexplained mass suicides of whales are suddenly seeming a lot more understandable.
How does a whale kill itself?
All the whales came together and killed themselves. Did you not see?
No, I didn't.
I don't know. You gotta Google it. You have to Google.
I highly doubt whales are killing themselves when all these crabs are going to breed in the warm waters.
The crabs are breeding in the warm water?
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. See, they're still finding joy on this planet. I can't wait for our January psychic predictions episode because I am putting aliens all over the map.
I'm sure. Well, that's a little like betting on Mike Tyson to die first, you know.
I thought you were just going to say lose the fight.
Well, yeah, that's what that's what I meant.
Hey, did you want to put a pin in the people's hottest man?
Oh my god, like a voodoo pin?
No, like I feel like we really talked about it and it never got the payoff of the reveal of whomst it was.
Who bought it this year? Tell me.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, I don't like when somebody wins something they should have won 15 years ago for the sake of having them now be a winner.
Damn.
You know, like award somebody when they deserve it. And if it's a second later, then that's on you.
You said fuck a posthumous award.
I do say that. Like, I'm sorry. Is he the world's sexiest man this year? I don't know. Is he the world's sexiest man
To some.
To some, maybe. I just, there's, is, okay.
I know there's always been conversation about people's hottest man so white trending, but have they ever done a gay?
You know what? It could have been that little Fiero faggot.
Jonathan Bailey?
Yeah, he's so cute.
Well, you know, this year they...
Sucking on feet.
This year they... this year they had, like, subcategories. They had, like, sexiest summer blockbuster guy.
Oh, they do that.
They had, like, sexiest touring musician with a tattoo.
Okay.
Sexiest influencer. Have they... Do they only honor straights?
Well, no, certainly there's been... No! Is this all a prompt for me to remind you?
I don't know. I was just... This is what I thought of when I was forced to read this article last week.
Well, lest we not forget, okay? I was People Magazine's sexiest 29-year-old the year they did Sexiest at Every Age. And
did you know that it was at 29?
I actually don't know what year.
I was going to say, of all the things you remember, of course.
Sometime in my 20s.
Of all the things you don't remember, of course you remember this.
I'm Googling anytime I've tweeted sexiest. Well, I've never tweeted the word sexiest.
Wow. No. Maybe you should change that today. Be the change you wish to see in the world.
People?
Just search your the people article. Don't search your Twitter. Don't you know how to Google?
I've tweeted people the word people many times. Okay, that doesn't help. No, I don't know. I'll find it. It's somewhere. But they did Sexy at Every Age, so I was gay then.
Well, I love that for you.
So I'm saying they do gays.
Great.
Hello. Did you say that's great? Great. Oh, wait. You know what? Speaking of Wicked, did you see the
I don't think we were talking about Wicked.
Okay, then never mind. You want to talk about Tate McRae?
Oh, we were. We were talking about Jonathan Bailey. Okay, continue.
We were. Well, did you see on the Wicked Barbie dolls how they put, for more info, go to wicked.com, which is a porn website.
Okay, so I saw somebody tweet that there was a packaging blunder. I looked at the photo for 3 minutes and couldn't figure out what the mistake was, and there was no context listed in the tweet that I saw, and I was furious.
Well, the tweets on the packaging of the Barbie thing, I don't know if it's actual Barbie, but it's Mattel Wicked Dolls. Is Barbie Mattel? Yes, but okay. Barbie's not anywhere.
Are all Mattel dolls Barbie? No, but are Barbie's Mattel dolls?
Yes. But this one, she's serving Arianka, okay, in her little pink dress. And then on the back above the scan code thingy, it says www.wicked.com. Wicked.com? Do I dare to even go? I'm going to go. I'm going.
Dabble.
Oh, access beyond this page is restricted to adults, 18 and up only. I'm 35. Okay. These are naked women. Here I am. Ah!
Are you going to join?
Baby, I'm in. I am on. I am in. Girls, scenes, movies, live cams. All right, mama. Okay. I got to close the app. I got to get out. I got to go. Wicked.com. Okay. Well, you know. Okay.
Speaking of. now you have got a bunch of gay or straight porn pop-ups.
I have a membership now.
Oh, my God. Speaking of blockbuster movies.
Yeah. I saw a film this week.
Did you see they took out Denzel Washington's gay kiss in Gladiator 2?
I did see that.
Do you care?
I kissed a guy on the mouth and they took it out. I'm like, oh, you did?
Well, you know, it's like a kiss and then he stabbed him.
Girl, this is like in Dune where they, you know, the evil. Did you see Dune?
No. Are you going to see Gladiator 2?
I guess. Is it a squeakquel? Do I need to have seen the first? Are there cameos? Is that guy there?
He died.
At the end?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know. Russell Crowe. When did Gladiator 1 come out? In the 90s? The aughts? Okay, what movie did you see this weekend?
Well, all I'll say about Gladiator 2 is if the Gladiator Pepsi sequel is any indicator of how good the Gladiator movie sequel will be, it will never touch the iconography of the original.
Okay.
Because...
Great.
The Pepsi Gladiator sequel, not good.
Great. Well, it says Gladiator 1 came out in 2000 and is available on Prime Video if you want to watch it before the squeakquel. All right. Now what did you see this weekend?
I saw...
Old ass?
No, but I would like to. I saw... Heretic?
Okay, don't... Okay, Heretic? Well, we're moving right along because I want to see it and I don't want to hear anything about it.
Okay, you should go see it. I thought it was interesting. I was like, oh, they're making some points, Mama. They have something to say.
To put a pin in it, I literally had a Siri reminder on Friday to see the movie now that it's out.
You stop putting a pin in
and
it.
And that's my contribution to this conversation.
Okay, well... We didn't get to talk about Katy Perry's hair extension getting framed. We didn't get to talk about Tate McRae denouncing Britney Spears. We didn't get to say rip to the illustrator of Magic School Bus.
Damn. I don't know. I'm still a little sad over the You've Got Mail guy dying last week. So maybe it was good that we didn't.
Rip. Okay, Corey, where can people find you? Where can people find you?
You can find me dressing up as a bear and destroying people's cars.
Oh, okay. Very funky.
But I'm going to be a good bear. Hey, I could use that bear costume that I had from the slumber party tour.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You can find me on Blue Sky. Oh my God. Wait, are you on Blue Sky, Corey?
I told you to go to Blue Sky and I was there first.
Well, I'm there, and baby, I'm skeeting.
What do you call? I was gonna say, what's it called? Is it called skeeting?
Yeah, like a sky tweet.
Oh my God, I skeeted another social media app alone.
I be skeeting. Oh, I be skeeting.
Great,
honey,
love that for us.
Okay, bye.
Bye.